It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting today, Denver Public Schools and other Front Range districts restart in-person learning for elementary school students. Middle and high schoolers will have hybrid schedules that have some in-person days and some at-home days. Some educators say they don't feel safe returning to in-person learning. They're worried classrooms may be too full and that they may not get the COVID-19 vaccine until March. Health officials say the plan to return to in-person learning is safe. COVID-19 vaccination are ramping up in Colorado, but getting the vaccine to every adult in the state is logistically complicated. Dr. Anuj Mehta has advised the state on vaccine rollout. He told Colorado Matters that drive-through vaccines would be great, but they're hard to pull off.
We need to be able to monitor people for 15 minutes afterwards for an allergic reaction. You need a pretty big parking lot. These are kind of logistical, you know, workflow issues that are critical to think about.
The location also needs to have a Wi-Fi connection to a secure, encrypted system so patient information is protected. Public health agencies are working on partnerships with local community centers such as churches and schools to make drive-through clinics work. Our guide to getting the COVID vaccine and knowing when you might be eligible is at CPR.org. Democratic leaders in Congress will begin stimulus talks with the incoming Biden administration this week. That's according to the Washington Post. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse told CPR News that expanding the payments to $2,000 is crucial.
The pandemic has not gone away. The economic disruption remains, and we have to remain laser focused on addressing the needs of the people of our state. And that certainly includes making sure that they have the resources to thrive and to survive this terrible pandemic.
Incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said boosting the stimulus payments would be a top priority after Democrats won control of the Senate with the runoff elections in Georgia. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.